You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Three Wellington schools have introduced a police course for Year 13 students. The course takes a full year and is worth 25 Level 3 NCA credits. It's faced some criticism from groups calling it a cynical attempt to clean up their image and find new recruits, while others see it as a way to engage with marginalised communities in a better way. I spoke with Acting Senior Sergeant Chris Kerikeri about the course. Here he is.
Yeah, so the course will involve the three schools from Kapiti here. So they'll, at the completion of the course, they'll receive 25 NZQA Level 3 credits. They'll go over things in the course, not only the fitness part of things, but they'll also do looking at the history of New Zealand police, the Tauranga Māori in police, leadership in police, and look at diversity of policing within the community as well.
Why has the course been introduced?
The course has been introduced for us to, for us to work in collaboration with the high schools and look at students and supporting students who want to be leaders in their community and to assist them with that. We're finding that a lot of students, they want to have community service, and we want to help do that as well.
So as we know, the police have been trying to drive up their numbers recently. Is this just a recruitment drive sort of dressed up as education?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a course for us. Students, they want service or have service in the community. And yeah, we want youth in our organisation that we can reflect and reflect our communities with age. But certainly that's what we're targeting, leaders in high schools who want service in their communities, and we want to help them do that.
And do you expect many of the students who take the course to then move into the police force?
Oh, look, it's an important and exciting pathway for them. It's preparing them for that. We just have to see how the schools deliver it and what's offered and how they go. The course doesn't guarantee them a place in New Zealand police. They have to complete the course and then go and complete the normal recruiting standards that are required.
And how have the schools sort of have they embraced the course? Have they been quite keen to take it on, or has there been a bit of resistance?
No resistance at all. The schools have been really, really keen in collaborating with the police and Unitec. They see it as an opportunity for their students to contribute to their communities. There's been a positive reception by the students, not only in Wellington, Kapiti, but as well as Rotorua Boys and Rotorua Girls, and the two schools in Auckland as well. So a positive reception by them.
And do you expect it to be a popular course?
Absolutely, I hope so. We want the kids to come out and service first and help them do that. And hopefully we can offer them exactly what, give them a window of what policing is about.
And is this also a way for police to sort of engage with communities that feel they are victimised by the police?
Yeah, I mean, we want to teach the students, the young people, that the police aren't the enemy. They're actually here to help people. And this is a significant career pathway for those who are interested in policing. And we hope the course can offer that for the students in the rangatahi around the country who are taking it up.
So is this not sort of indoctrinating the students into the police force rather than the police changing how they interact with these communities?
Yeah, it's an opportunity for the students to look at a career pathway. Certainly the students have an opportunity just to have a look at the course, and community service is something that they want to do and service in the communities, and policing is an option for them.
But there is a reason that these sort of communities do feel they are singled out by police. Do you think that anything will sort of change as a result of this course? Will there be greater numbers of police from different backgrounds?
I think if we can have recruits entering the police from a diverse range of backgrounds, and it just only enhances the empathy, you know, that police officers can have in their community. So this is an opportunity for those students to look into how New Zealand police are, and gives them an opportunity to look at an opportunity for service in their communities.
And do you expect to roll out the course to more schools in the coming years if this is successful?
Yeah, I think if we have success with this course and if he's got engagement and he's got energy from the schools, it would be nice to roll it out to more schools around New Zealand and in the communities as well. So that's something that we're definitely looking forward to.
And just finally, will these be unit standards or is it sort of graded along the excellence merit achieved scale?
Yeah, so they're unit standards.
Okay.
So they are unit standards at level 3. So the students will walk away completing the course, which is a year-long course, in the timetable with an introduction to police studies. So that bypasses the prerequisite of having to do the normal course at our entrance do prior to coming to police college.
And will there be a focus in the course of how the police can better engage with marginalised communities?
I think so. I think we can always get better, and that's what we're trying to do is evolve as an organisation. Is we can always try and get better and improve. And if we can engage with youth in the communities and give them an opportunity to really grow as individuals and young people in the community, we would like to offer that for them in school.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.